Morning. I feel like I'm preaching to the choir because most everyone's gone, except for the worship team and their family and the teachers. Awesome. But that's okay because God's in control, and that's what we're here talking about today. So because He's in control, whatever worked out that had to, so that you could be sitting right here right now to hear from His Word, because I don't really have anything to offer you. All I have is what He's given me. All I have is the truth that's delivered my life. And one of the things that used to really keep me bound down was when I would try to do so many things in my own strength. And so even if there's just one of you here today, it doesn't matter your age or where you've been, the Lord wants to tell you a message today. He has a message just for you. And the message is that you don't have to do things in your own strength. You don't have to, you know, try to fix this life that's so crazy and to all the little problems that we deal with on a daily basis, but whether it be relational or if it's a job issue or even spiritual. Maybe you're struggling today with some spiritual brick walls that you just can't seem to, you know, break that wall. You can't seem to go on to the next level. So today, God is going to encourage you if you will receive it with His Word. All right, and so what we're going to do is let's turn to Luke. That's my that's the one I've got up on the screen. I apologize in advance. I'm from a low tech church. I preached at a small church plant, and we barely had an overhead projector to use and such. So we had to open our Bibles. before we go through that, just be in prayer for Pastor Tom and the leaders that are traveling. You know, we pray God's speed for them, that they will be able to accomplish their goals, have a good time, and come back to us safely. All right, so let's look at Luke. We'll just jump right on in there. Okay, so the setting here is, this is at the beginning of Jesus' ministry with His disciples, and they had seen a few things, and had experienced a little bit of His power, and a little bit of His teaching. So he's teaching to a multitude, and there was a lot of people. So in order, I guess, to be able to not be thronged, he got in a boat, and he cast a little ways out so that he could, you know, everybody could see what he was doing, and he wouldn't be surrounded. And so that's the setting we're in as we go to starting in chapter 4. I mean, well, let's read it from here because I got the King James here. So when he had finished speaking, everybody read that with me. I'm lonely up here. He said to Simon, let's wait there. Go back to that slide, if you would. Okay, so here, this. Okay, Simon Peter and his buddies, they were fishermen by trade, so they knew all about, you know, how to catch fish. This is what they did, obviously night and day. They were fishermen, so Simon and the gang, they had gone out and fished all night that night, but they didn't catch anything. And so Simon knew he had the facts were there's no fish apparently. I mean, they're just not biting, or they're not getting into the net, you know, like I need them to, or like I have in the past. So I wondered as I read that, how many times have we felt that same way? It's like, Lord, I have been struggling with this issue all night long, or all day long, or for weeks now, or for months. I've been struggling, you know, to to get this harvest. And that harvest can be lots of things. It can be victory over sin, as we talked about earlier. It can be maybe you need financial blessing. Maybe you're just really down and out. We can take a perfect example with the van that we just prayed about. I mean, I don't know about you, but if I look around this room, then I'm thinking, you know, between us, it might be difficult to get $40,000. But that's in our strength. God is able. If it's God's will that we get that van, we have to be like Peter. What did he say? I've caught nothing, but because you say so, I'll let down my net. Let's go to the next verse there, next part. Okay, let's read that. When? Okay, they knew exactly what that was like. We don't go fishing with nets, you know, most of us in here, I'm sure. So we had never seen that, but it gets even more graphic. Let's go to the next part. If you have, do you have that? Did I say enough of the verse? Number 7 is. Left everything. So really, it wasn't. Okay, I'm sure that in his career of fishing, he had never caught so many fish that you know, a couple of their boats, which were designed to hold fish apparently, because they're fishermen. I'm sure that it was so, you know, I'm not going to say traumatic, but it was so impressive that. They had just gotten the biggest catch. Okay, so if you're at work and you just got like the most major raise, it's so big that when you're driving home with your bags of gold that your tires pop. You know, I mean, this wasn't like a normal, like this was a supernatural blessing. But if you look at what happened, okay, so the blessing did not come so that they could have lots of fish. They got more fish, I'm sure, than they had ever caught in one catch. But if you look at what happened, was that the result of that blessing, because it came from God, from God's word, from God's mouth, the result was they left it all. They left it all, and they went to follow Him. Okay, so this is the basic where we're starting from what I want to say to you and what the Lord would like to encourage you today. The Lord would like to encourage us, each one here today, that just like Simon and the gang were out fishing all night, let's look at that like they were working in their own strength. They were doing things their way, they were fishing the way they always fished. And then when at the word of God, because if you notice, at first, Peter's his first words out of his mouth was, well, no, that's not really possible. I've already tried. How many have you ever felt like that? Like, I've already been doing everything I know how to do to fix this. I know I have. I know I have. There's been many things in my life where I've done everything I know how to do. And this is my prayer all the time. It's like, God, I've done everything I know how to do to fix this. Even with ministry, you know, it's not always money and health that we pray about, but sometimes if our heart's for God, I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life where I've been so wrapped up in wanting to serve God that I'm like Peter and the gang. You know, I'm just going out there in my own strength, trying to make things happen, you know, trying to find some way to just be a minister for the Lord. But then I learned this lesson. It's not by my strength. I can toil all I want. I can work super hard. Each one of you can work really hard at trying to accomplish what you think is important in your life. But when you're following the will of the Lord, when He said, cast out a little bit deeper and cast your nets again. You've already tried it before. But today I want you to know, the Lord would have you know, that even though you've tried before, if you will understand this, if you can receive this, the magnitude of God, then He will give you the power. It's not what you can do, it's what He can do. Because then, let's say if like for me personally, I wanted to be a minister. So let's say I got really good at speaking, which is something I haven't done yet. But let's say I did. And so I was a great speaker and I could, you know, really, you know, make you just jump up out of your chairs and praise the Lord, hallelujah. I could get really good at that, I'm sure, because I've seen people who have, and I'm sure you have too. But what if my heart wasn't changed? What if I was doing it only in my strength? What have I really accomplished? I've only got empty nets. I've only got an empty net. It doesn't matter. And my net's broken. And that's what the reality is for each one of us. Your net's broken. You're in your own strength, in my own strength, we don't have anything to offer but a broken net, a broken life. But with God, those things that seem impossible to you, those things that just right around the corner, but I can't seem to reach. And the power of God, if you will receive it, as Peter set this example, then not only will that work out for you because you're doing it and receiving it in God's way, in according to His word. The truth is, you cannot fail in the Lord. Let me hear you say that, if you would. If it's, I cannot fail when I'm walking with the Lord. I cannot fail. Say it. I cannot fail. I mean it. I cannot fail if I'm walking with the Lord according to His word. Yes. I cannot fail. So that's why we don't have to fear. I want to walk around. That's why we don't have to fear. My brothers and my sisters, you don't have to be afraid of whether or not you're going to get what you need out of life. You don't have to be afraid of whether or not we're going to get the money for this van, or how we're going to pay the bills, or if we're going to be able to correct the deficiencies in our hearts. Because their net was already broken when they caught all these fish. They already had tried. So let's just look. Let's leave from there and just look at some things you already know. But first thing, let's look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Most of you know it. So who can just say that for me? Just Genesis chapter 1. It doesn't have to be verbatim. Just do your best. Hey, technology. Hey, I have an iPhone now, so I'm starting to learn how to use it. Jenny has to deal with my... I get so frustrated with that stuff, y'all. I'm serious. The iPhone and the computers and all that. I'm feeling like that old van right now. I've done a few good things. Took a couple people to church, but my motor's dying. Okay. So, how many of you see your name in there? I don't. I don't see my name. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. And guess what? You're part of that creation. So, you didn't start this. You didn't. It's not by your strength that you're sitting here right now. I like to think about the power of God. When I think about you know, there's these debates in schools that you hear, and maybe as you get older and you go to college, you may have a professor that tells you that, you know, everything happened from this big bang in the universe, that all matter, there's lots of schools of thoughts, but all matter was condensed down to this atom-sized speck, that all of matter was within this one speck. Okay, so that's fine. Okay, we can go all the way back to the speck, and I love to talk about this. I say this often. I said this to my father-in-law, and it really seemed to help him. And so I hope it helps you. Because if you look at this universe, we're in the middle of an endless universe, right? And all there is one speck. Can you see it? That one little speck just floating into the eternity? Okay, if that one little speck just appeared on its own, we're not even talking about God for a second. It just to say, you know, now we're evolutionists and stuff, and we're just going to follow that. If that one little speck was able to just appear into nothing, from nothing, then all of science is a lie. Because science tells us that thing, you know, that everything has a beginning, and everything, you know, is, you can test it, you can put it in a test tube, and you can check the results, and you can make hypotheses, and you can study it, you can see it with your eyes, or at least with a really good telescope. It's measurable, they say. But think of the immeasurable power. That here is God in the middle of nothing, could say, be. And it was. From nothing. This speck in the middle of the universe. Now really, I don't care what happened. If there's a big bang and everything's, you know, you can see, they have little measurements they can take and see that things are expanding in the universe. But the reason I'm going here is because first we have to understand, if we're going to trust the Lord, and we're going to, as Peter did in this story, if we're going to, you know, rely on the say, well, at your word, Lord. So first thing is we're going to have to understand, and God wants you to understand, the power that it took to create that first speck of matter from nothing. This is the God that loves you. This is the God that created you. This is the God that will see you through your every struggle. This is the God that even if you've tried and you've done everything that you know how to do, that God will bless you. He will create for you. See, He created a situation for them. And it really wasn't for the situation, right? Because they didn't just get the fish and maybe, you know, buy a new loading dock and make a bigger business, maybe expand. They just left it. It was so impressive. And that's what God wants is your heart. Because He's going to get you through all this. He says, if you seek first My kingdom, then all these other things are going to be added to you. So our pursuit should be as Peter's pursuit was here, that we are after the will of the Lord, the Word of the Lord. You cannot fail when you're walking in the Word of the Lord. You cannot fail when you're walking in the Word of the Lord. All right. There was some other scriptures that sometimes, let's look at Peter, 1 Peter 5, 7. I've been down sometimes. Sometimes I hate myself. In the past, I have. I really have. I did not like who I was. I did not. I really. There's been times in my life. I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life where I wasn't really wanting to go on. You know, things that I had lost my family. When I became a Christian, all of my family turned away from me, and they went to the court and had my children taken away from me. And that's all I really wanted to be, was a dad. But let's read First Peter, and this is what comforts me. All right, let's read that together. He cares for me. Bad stuff happened. I was toiling all night. But guess what? Now my children are coming back to me. One by one, they're coming back. They're coming home. And they are finding out that I'm not the person that others told them that I was. And they're finding out that the God that I serve is a God of peace. And that they want that peace in their life too. So I could have tried all of my life. I'm sorry. I could have tried all of their life, even. I could have toiled all night, to use this phrase, to try to teach them the ways of God, and maybe caught nothing. But now, in the strength of God, He's bringing them back to me. He's restoring that which was stolen from me. And you know what I was doing when these things were taken from me? I was serving God day and night. I couldn't even hardly sleep because I was praising the Lord all until the sun came up the next morning, because I love Him. I love what He's done for me. So I give Him my anxieties. I give Him my cares. You take my children? God, I'm looking at You. You fix this. You take my finances? God, I'm looking at You. Only You can fix this. You break my heart? I'm looking to God to heal me. So I want to encourage each of us in here today. Remember, it's not what you can do. I remember the scripture in John 1, verse 12. As many as received Him. Let's read this. Just like Peter in this story, and I'll close with this. God's blessing is already there. Those fish were already in the water. They had been trying to get them, and they could not. So God's provision for your life is already there. We have to receive it. As many as received Him, to them He gave the power. So God is the one that's going to get you out of this mess. God is going to be the one that's going to restore your heart if it's broken. God is going to be the one to give you what you need. But you have to do something too. You have to receive it. Let's pray. Lord, thank You so much for Your Word. Thank You for the knowledge that it brings to us, Lord, that You care for us. That if we cast our cares and our concerns upon You, that You will deliver us. You will provide for us. And You will heal us. And Father, we ask You, and I ask You right now, for each one that hears my voice at this minute, and even later, Lord, that their hearts would turn completely, fully to You, to accept and receive what You have to offer, and to rest their hearts and know that we have nothing to fear because You love us. You want to bless us, Lord. And we love You back the best we know how, and we do it in Jesus' name. Amen.